And if you have a problem with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, here's the guy that you want to talk with here on CCO, either by phone or by text, and that's Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan. I know he's there.
Hello, can you hear me there? Now?
Yes, thank goodness. Okay. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good, Danny. Thank you. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. I you know, this is a small problem, but I wish I could wash my car. I'll have to get it washed, but I assume where you live there are watering restrictions as well, right?
I have not heard that.
Okay.
So I'm not sure in the city that there are. I saw in the paper this morning that they were talking about implementing some water restrictions, but I haven't heard that there are any yet.
Well, the reason I bring that up is we got a text just a bit ago. By the way, if you have any kind of a car care question, and by all means, don't wait, because Dan takes his leave about 7:45, so a little over a half hour from now, Dan leaves us. So call in your question or send a text, same number, 651-989-9226. This listener says this, Dan. Hi, Danny and Dan, wondering, is it still a good idea to wax or polish your car nowadays with the finishes they claim last forever? This texter still waxes his Toyota twice a year, which I think is a great idea. How about you? What do you think?
So do I. I still wax my car at least twice a year. When I'm in the right mood, I can get it done more often than that. And I find, Denny, that the more often that I do it, the easier that it is to do it. In other words, if I let it go too long, then there gets to be some oxidation and some buildup on the paint, and it's a lot more work to wax it than if I do it maybe three or four times a year. And if I do it that often, then there's still a residue from the previous wax job, and it cleans up a lot easier. So, yes, I do encourage people to continue to wax their cars. And you have seen my car, Danny, and you know, and I've seen your car. So I would say that you and I both endorse the idea that waxing your car is a really good idea.
Well, it is, and like you said, you kind of got to work up the energy to do it, especially if you have a big vehicle. There's a lot of sheet metal there to wax. You know what I'm going to be doing, and I may do it this weekend if I can again work up the energy. Is, and you and I've talked about this when I visit Lloyd's from time to time, and that's to clay bar. It's been a year or two since I clay barred it. Now that takes a little bit of energy.
You can count that as a workout, Denny. Good for you and the car. And maybe we'll explain what you're talking about. It's actually feels like clay. I'm not sure exactly what it's made of, but they call it a clay bar. It feels like clay. And you polish the car with that before you wax it, and it works as a cleaner, and it takes off all of the anything that's there. It cleans it really, really well. And when you rub your hand over it, you can feel how incredibly smooth it is.
Yeah.
And then when you wax it and do that, it turns out just beautiful.
But it is a labor of love, and just Google it. I tell our listeners just to look it up if you haven't tried it yourself. But spend some time, though, to do it. But like you said, it takes the residue, you know, especially if you park your car outside. The tree sap and all that. And even though you may wax your car, it's amazing how much residue is still on it. That's my plan for this weekend. We'll see again if I can find the energy to do it. All right. So wash and wax your car as often as you can is our advice. Here's another text. And by the way, it's the same number, whether you want to call in and chat with Dan or send a text, whatever is easier, 651-989-9226. This texter says, my buddy's 20-year-old truck's brake lines rusted out. He got brakes and lines replaced. Also some, quote, computers 6,000 rusted out. He got brakes and lines replaced. Also some, quote, computers, $6,000. This sounds like a shakedown. Your comments, please. He is elderly. When you start replacing computers and brake lines, $6,000, what do you think, Dan?
Well, the brake lines are of course, a big deal because the lines either need to be bought original, you know, as original equipment, and then they're very difficult to run, you know, to get them. If you see where the brake lines go, it's really hard to install them without removing a whole bunch of things like maybe the gas tank and things like that. So replacing brake lines is a big job, and we do it all the time. On an older vehicle like that, what we would actually do would be to run a generic brake line in the same place that the old one went, and we would do that before we actually manufactured the brake line. So what, in other words, what we would do is install the line as it's just a blank, you know, plain line, and then once it's in place, we would manufacture the line and install all of the connectors that you need to get the brake line installed. And it's a big job. It could turn into most of a day if you're replacing all of the brake lines and getting all of the bleeders open. So that could be a few thousand dollars. How it gets to $6,000, I don't know. When they say they're replacing some computers, I don't know why that would have been. The only thing I can think of is that if the brake lines were so corroded into the part that they're talking about, that they wouldn't come apart. And if that computer part gets damaged in the process, then it perhaps would have to be replaced. I'm in no position to say whether it's a shakedown or not, but I could say that I've never done one that costs anywhere near that much money. So yep. I don't know. I hope that you're dealing with somebody honest, but if not, then I'm sorry. That's not the way it should go.
Yeah, we don't know the whole story. We don't know all the details, and we don't know what the whole computer issue was. But I remember, I know we have to break here, but I remember years ago when my son was driving at the time, I think a 20, 21-year-old Explorer, that you wouldn't let us leave your shop because the brake lines had rusted out. Now, material-wise, are they, when what you put in, and I don't remember this, but are the materials better? Are they like stainless steel, or is it what materials do you replace an old brake line with?
Well, they're not any better material because of where they're installed, they need to be shaped in a way that they'll fit into the car.
Oh yeah,
and
sure.
So you need to be able to gently bend them by hand. Because of that fact, they're not stainless steel or lifetime type brake lines, but you know, they lasted 20 years the first time. They'll probably last another 20 years the second time. And so
I think that
they'll be just fine.
From what I hear, that old vehicle is still on the road somewhere in southern Minnesota. But anyway, we have to take a break. If you have any kind of a car care question, do not wait, because Dan takes his leave at about 7:45. So call in your question or send a text. Same number, 651-989-9226. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive helping you out on this Saturday in CCO land. We're heading for, about 77 degrees today in the Twin Cities. Slight chance of showers. I was looking at the radar, and there's some out west right now. In fact, as you're listening to us, you may be experiencing some showers. Let's see if they make it here to the Twin Cities. Again, 65 degrees here on CCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located exactly where, Daniel?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Very good, Dan. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us about 7:45 or so this morning. Dan, John is calling in this morning from Hugo, Minnesota, I believe. John, thanks for waiting. What's your question for Dan?
Yeah, Dan, I've got a 2010 Malibu, and I think it might be the anti-theft thing. It starts off and shuts off right away. And we tried programming it, you know, to change the knob, and it didn't work. And then tried disconnecting the battery, and it didn't seem to help. But it just, it kind of starts for a second and shuts off.
Well, yes, I agree with you. It sounds like it's in the security system itself, which when you install the key in the car and go to turn the key, there's a sensor that's supposed to be reading the key to know that the key is the accurate, correct key for the car. That's part of the security system. They do have a tendency from time to time for the wires that go down the steering column to break on those. And if that's what is going on, then of course it thinks that it's the wrong key. I assume you've tried both keys on the vehicle to be sure that that make a difference.
Right,
and if
right.
That's the case, then you know the problem would be in the sensor itself. And it's actually a pretty common repair. It's not a big deal. You'll probably have to get some help with it because the steering column has to be partially disabled to install it, but if that is what's going on, and to be honest with you, if your car was at the shop, we could put our scan tool on it and see exactly that is indeed what's happening, if it's not recognizing the key. So I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to have it towed to your shop and get some help on it, and they'll do a quick diagnosis on it, and then a good repair on it, and you'll be back in business.
Very good. This listener, Dan, says, if you've left the lights on and the car's battery is dead, how long do you need to drive the car to fully recharge the battery?
A long time.
Is it?
To fully charge it. Now, to charge it enough to have the vehicle restart, I would say that, you know, a half an hour to an hour, you can get the vehicle to restart. But if you want to have the battery fully charged, it takes several hours of driving or having the vehicle on a battery charger. And to be fully charged. And that's, you know, of course, the goal that you're trying to get to is that the battery would be fully charged. But no, it's not a quick process to get it to the full charge level.
Okay. If you have any kind of a car care question, do not hesitate because Dan will be with us for about another 15 minutes or so. Here's the number for either your phone call or your text question for Dan, 651-989-9226. We're going to take a break for weather, Dan, see what the weather forecast calls for this area of CCO land. So hang in there. We'll be right back with more. Car care on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan will hang with us here for a few more minutes. Dan, we have callers and we have texters. Let's see how many folks we can help out before you leave us today. I think Lori is calling in from Brooklyn Park this morning. Thanks, Lori. What's your question for Dan?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My son is going to sell or trade in a car, and it's in great shape, but it has a scratch. And he works for a company that has a lot of specialty paints. And I'm wondering if there's anything that can be used, or maybe we could purchase an auto-type paint to just touch that up ourselves.
Well, that's if the scratch is through the paint and, you know, down to the metal or down to the primer, it's pretty tricky to try and do that by yourself. To paint that on and make it look smooth. That's pretty hard to do. One thing, though, that I do suggest is oftentimes, you know, if it's a minor scratch, taking a little rubbing compound and then some wax, you can clean a whole bunch of that off and make it look way better. And so maybe you should try that. Again, without seeing it, I have no idea how deep the scratch is and if it would do any good to try buffing it out. But maybe that would be a good first solution. And if it indeed is a deep scratch that's through the paint, then you'll probably have to take that in and have it repaired.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lori. Good luck with that. Texter says this, Dan, a 2015 Dodge Caravan needs front brakes. Is there anything different for the procedure for pushing the piston back into the caliper? I'd always do this with a C-clamp and an old brake pad on my older vehicles. Any special concerns, as I do not want to damage any ABS components by pushing brake fluid back up into the reservoir? What do you think of that?
Well, that's exactly right. And what you need to do when you push that piston back in is open the bleeder screw that's on that caliper, and by doing that, you're not pushing any brake fluid backwards through the system. You're just taking that brake fluid out of the system. And then when you get the brake job all done, you'll need to bleed the brakes and get fresh brake fluid through the whole system, which is what you should do anyway. That should always be part of a brake job, is getting the brake fluid clean in the process. The reason that you see brake fluid flushes and brake fluid exchanges on your manufacturer's recommendations is because brake fluid actually will absorb moisture. And when it does absorb moisture, two things happen. One is it becomes less efficient as a hydraulic fluid. In other words, when you step on the brakes, the water or the moisture that's in there will actually collapse, where hydraulic fluid will not. And so you want to keep all the moisture out of there for that reason, and also that the moisture will cause corrosion on the inside of the system and is hard on the brake system. And so you want to have fresh brake fluid in the vehicle. One thing, too, is if you use some brake fluid and store it at home, make sure you keep it covered, because if over time the brake fluid will absorb moisture from the air and make it less efficient. You don't want to put bad brake fluid in your vehicle.
All right, good tips. We have a couple minutes to go. A 2013 Ford Edge beeps three times each time I start it.
I'm not sure what that beeps about. I'd have to hear that and see it. I mean, there's lots of warning things about on a vehicle that could be causing that, like, you know, headlights are on or something like that. And I'm not sure what that particular beep is about. I'm not familiar enough with that particular car, but it's a warning about something, and I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. Yeah, you'd have to see if any lights are on. Let me see. I'm going to alert our listeners. If we don't get all the text messages answered, I'll print them out, and we'll open up the show next week with those particular questions. Here's a good question. Do tires get brittle with age? Have a collector car with tires at least 15 years old, no sidewall cracks, and decent tread. It seems to ride harder than it has in the past. Shocks seem okay. What about those tires?
Yeah, I don't know if you would actually feel tires that are getting broke down, from age. 15 years is certainly a long time for tires. The rubber does break down, so that is a concern and an issue. But probably the best thing to do is to visually inspect them. And if you're not seeing any cracks or any of that going on, then I think they'll probably be okay, considering the fact that you don't drive it very much. Now, if, for example, you had a vehicle that you intended to put back on the highway and start driving it a lot or take a long trip with, then I think a 15-year-old tire is far too old, and those tires should probably be changed before you actually take a trip with them.
Yeah,
but I think for a vintage car that, you know, only gets 100 miles a year or something like that, if you're not seeing significant cracks in the rubber, it's probably okay.
Good deal. Dan, we have to let you go. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
You're open a half day today, right?
We are. We're open till noon today.
Good deal. All right, Dan, let's do this again next week. Thank you, as usual, for all your help. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO.